As you stand on the South Creek Greenway Trail just east of Campbell, next to the stream it's named for, it's hard to imagine that just a short time ago, the waterway was just a concrete channel. Now, in the warmer seasons, it's a lush landscape with native plants, birds, butterflies, fish, and other wildlife. A project to restore part of Fastnight Creek near the Springfield Art Museum and another project to restore Jordan Creek downtown will be similar to the project done here at South Creek along Sunset between Campbell Avenue and Kansas Expressway. This restoration project was finished just over 3 years ago in late October 2016. Since then, tests have shown water quality has improved and native plantings are attracting wildlife, including pollinators. The creek was converted to a concrete channel years ago to help with flood control. But Sarah Davis, stormwater specialist for the city of Springfield, says the way cities approach stormwater has changed over time.
At first, we thought it was important to get the water shot through as quickly as possible during rain events. But really, we're seeing now it's better to treat it at the source and with these green infrastructure practices like this.
Signs educating visitors about the importance of planting for pollinators and about the project and the benefits it provides have been placed along the creek. And a water quality crew at the city handles maintenance on the restored section of South Creek. Davis says there are different levels of restoration.
The midsection of South Creek, it has more engineered devices like log structures that create riffles in the creek, drop pools that create more habitat for smaller fish.
The upper section closer to Campbell had the concrete removed and the area revegetated itself. Native plant species, including milkweed, which monarchs need to lay their eggs, now grow on the previously concrete stream banks. Davis says they've added around 10,000 plants to the creek. Vegetation helps with water quality since it allows stormwater containing urban pollution like trash and oil and grease from vehicles to be filtered before it seeps into the ground. Since the South Creek restoration was finished, Davis says the area's natural habitat has continued to reestablish.
So that there is room for the macroinvertebrates to grow, which is the base of the food web, and then also create habitat for pollinators and birds and all of the wildlife in the area.
Macroinvertebrate sampling on South Creek by the James River Basin Partnership has shown a vast improvement since the restoration project was done. A chart provided by the city shows a poor or fair rating for macroinvertebrates prior to the change and a good to excellent rating after. Chris Dunaway, principal stormwater engineer for the city of Springfield, says improving the water quality in South Creek impacts more than just that stream. The creek feeds into Wilson's Creek downstream, which is on the Missouri Department of Natural Resources 303D list of impaired waterways because of non-point source pollution. Fastnight Creek also feeds into Wilson's Creek, and he hopes that project will also have a positive impact on water quality. If you want to know what the Fastnight Creek restoration project might look like near the Art Museum, Dunaway says to look at South Creek, although the banks will be steeper. Meanwhile, Sarah Davis is pleased with what's happened at South Creek in the last 3 years.
The creek is following its path. It is continuing to naturalize and find its shape, which is really cool to see over time. You'll see some of this upper section has kind of washed gravel in. It's making natural gravel banks. It's continuing to have these pools downstream. So it's just been a very successful project to see the stream like regain itself over this time.
She believes the restoration of South Creek and other similar creek restorations in the city improve the quality of life for Springfield residents. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.